If you're going to eat beef, after all I've said to you, do three things. One, get a semi-clean source. When I say semi-clean, at least make sure it's like, you know, food that's raised, cattle that's raised in a natural environment, and where they aren't giving them hormones and cement dust and radiation and so forth. You know, make sure you're getting that. And sometimes you can go to health food stores and they'll guarantee that. Although there have been interesting investigations, like they'll have these things or a picture of these beautiful little hens that are supposed to be out, you know, on the farm doing it. And they go there and do investigation and you'll see that they're all lined up in these cages, one on top of another, like high rises, and they can't even move and they cut their beaks off and they sit in there and they fill them full of hormones because they won't grow in the dark, and they keep them in the dark the entire time. Or, you know, if you think about what is veal. Veal is a baby cow. It's a baby calf. See, veal, they want it to be that certain color and texture and that flesh that's not very strong yet. So what they do is they take this baby male cow and they stick him in a box and they chain him so he can't move, and they keep him in the dark and they make him anemic. So that he'll be that soft little texture you call veal. It's the most inhumane thing you can imagine. There are only a few things I get upset about. That one takes me over the edge. I just will not support anybody eating veal. That one I can get in your face about. Because that's like, can you imagine someone taking your child from you, sticking in a box for the rest of their life, slowly bleeding them so they stay anemic, so that their texture of their meat would be really thin and would have a certain color and texture to it, so someone else can say, I'm having something really special? That is, it's just inhumane. I don't know how you can really be in a place where you know that and do it. Not knowing, I can understand doing it, but you won't have that reason anymore. Okay, so it's up to you what you do from now on. Okay. So if you're going to eat beef for whatever reason, get a semi-clean source. Two, eat it a maximum of once a day. Your body cannot take that much uric acid put in your body. Your body can handle about 6 grains of uric acid. You get a minimum of 16, upwards of 30 grains of uric acid in just the average piece of steak. So if you're doing more than one of those things a day, there's no possibility long-term for health. Gout is directly related to uric acid, by the way. So if you got gout, I know what your challenge is. Pure acid, it's coming from animal products that are coming back through your bloodstream. It's the urine acid coming through the system and creating a change in the metabolism of your own body. Third thing to do is, if you eat it once a day, if you're getting a clean source, for God's sakes, properly combine it and get lots of green vegetables and things around it. There's some things I eat that are not as pure, not as good. That isn't one of them. I don't eat beef, I don't eat chicken, anything like that. But if I'm going to have fish or something like that, I always have a big salad, big vegetables with it. I alkalize, allow myself to go through it, and I get something that's valuable from that process. Or if I'm going to have something, like the other day, somebody, it's my birthday and everybody got all this stuff and there was an oatmeal cookie there, and I thought, I'm going to have the oatmeal cookie. Why'd I have it? Hadn't eaten all day, and I was starved. It was there. It was convenient. I thought, and I went, and I went over and drank some green drink first to balance it out. And then I started biting the oatmeal cookie, and after the green drink, the cookie didn't taste for crap. I threw it away. So it's like, you know, it's thinking about balancing it. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just trying to inform you so you can make an intelligent decision, because when you leave out these doors, you're on your own. And I'm not going to be here to be the person to tell you, and you're not going to want to hear it. So really what today was really about is getting a second opinion. Like really thinking about what you want for your life. Are there better ways to entertain yourself than just food? And if it's food, why not get more creative and find ways to get food that you'll enjoy that's good for you and be entertaining with it? I understand that. But boy, there's a huge price to making food your emotional balancer or food your source of entertainment. And especially if you're doing it with things that are pure acid.
This session continues on the next CD.